February 21st, 1973.
Well, okay, you just let me know how you want to conduct this and the procedure.
Okay. Well, I'd like to just ask you some rather broad questions, and could I begin by just asking if you could describe something of your childhood in Maine, and is there anything, as you talk about your childhood, is there anything that you think maybe led you into eventually becoming an artist? What was it like? What was the childhood filled with mainly?
Well, of course, living in Maine, I come from Maine and was born and raised in Maine, and a childhood and a child, you know, that type of thing can really fill a book. But you want a reference to the art, and I always wanted to be, ever since I can remember, wanted to be an artist. But at that time, it was pretty limited, the exposure for an art student, or as far as teachers or schooling. I didn't have hardly anything, if anything, in the public school system, so that I was just biding my time, waiting to finish high school so that I could go somewhere else.
You really consciously wanted to be an artist, even
yes.
if you were a child or
yes.
a teenager anyway.
Yeah. Of course, at that time, my concept of being an artist was being a commercial artist. So that was the whole idea, that you did art and as a result earned money, and my approach to it was that this would come through commercial art, and that again was more or less the type of ignorance that you have, you know, or did have at that time, not being exposed to other artists or to situations where you could learn.
Were you exposed to anything in your childhood that would have made
no,
you
not.
Eager to be
Well,
doing something with your hands? And
no, I just wanted, you know, I was interested in drawing and I wanted to paint and you know, do things along that line. At that time, I had no, there was no suggestion or no reference to what I was to do later, except that, and I still don't know whether that had any connection. I just used to do a lot of things with tools, and now all my work does involve tools. But that was just, I don't think that had any relationship whatsoever to what came later.
When you were doing things with tools, what sort of things?
Well, what children, most kids would be involved in, like I lived near a river, so that meant that we were on the river playing all the time, so we all built our own little boats. So we, you know, things along that line, mainly for one's own amusement.
Were you interested in crafting things well?
No, not really, because I never even considered it, I never thought about it, just did what had to be done, and the craft part of it wasn't a concern.
Just so long as the boat floated.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I actually had a course, because I wanted to be an artist, and to me the educational bit was kind of ridiculous. Because what did that have to do with being an artist? So I more or less played my way through school, and to get by, one course I had to take, which was quite easy, was a woodworking course. They had a woodworking shop, and I actually made several projects, but they were pretty horrible, because